Log Talk Radio.
Also, the woman of God, also in all things that I respect thee. I respect his ministry. I respect what he did for my brother. See, Mary just didn't do it. God gave her a miracle in her family. Well, I was not getting up with people right there. See, when I was in the rain, even though it rained, Mary was bad in a coffee day too long. Well, I didn't know it. He may not show up in the morning. But he's a whole day, he said,
his destiny.
God was getting ready to reveal some things to you. It might have been a struggle, but some things are busted up for you right there. Oh, y'all come over right there. I feel it today. There may have been some held up. There may have been some suffering. You might be going through the head, but they know how to go through your head. But the thing you got to understand, a head weighing up at the moment. Oh, y'all come on. I can't get no better. He said, we're overcome by the words of our testimony. And how many know Mary had to show up because she had a testimony? Oh, come on. She had a testimony that her brother was raised from the grave. Oh, I was talking to two people right there. They come give me a testimony. There's some bad stuff in my life you get ready to pray for. There's some stuff that's been in me, God, that I can't get out. But today is a new day. I believe that you are doing a work in me, and there's a process that only you and the Holy Ghost can do. Now, I'm going to get into my praise right there. He said, well, brother, I tell you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till it be fulfilled. I don't care what happens. If God says you bless, you bless. Oh, I can't get nobody. Mary knew that Jesus was the chosen one. And he received a prophetic word from John the Baptist. Come on, I can't get nobody. There's one coming greater than me. Come on. And they're going to baptize you in water. Come on. But in the spirit, oh, I can't get nobody. See, some people want to be baptized in the water, but you ought to say, God baptized me in the Holy Ghost. Y'all better go on here this morning. Lord, nothing will pass. Whatever you told me is coming. And I'm not a king yet, but you said hell and earth are passed away. So if you told me, it will be. How will you come on? I can't get nobody. They said Jesus was going to die. Amen. They said he was going to rise. How many know he knew it? And so therefore, he had to hold on to the prophetic word. How many know if God gives you a word, you got to hold on to it? Oh, I can't get nobody. I don't care. I've been holding on to a word for 25 years. Oh, y'all come on. And it's every time beginning to happen. I want to let you know you ain't got to wait 25 years. You can do it in 25 minutes. It don't take God all day to do anything. Come on, everybody going on. It don't take God all day. 24 hours he can take your world. Oh, y'all come on. 24 hours he can make everything all right. 24 hours, come on, y'all. He can just turn everything that little bit into a good. Oh, I wish I could get somebody to say, Lord, in 24 hours, do a new thing in me. Lord, do a new thing in my house. Do a new thing in my body, in my spirit, in my soul. Hallelujah. Woo! Jesus knew his purpose. He held on to that prophetic word while he was walking up to the cross. He knew that he had to do it. Some of you got to know that you got to live for God. For God I live and for God I die. When little death shall break one of these commandments, shall teach men, so shall be called the least kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of God. For I say unto you, except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. You know, they didn't believe. They don't believe in them when they saw it. But how many know we walk by faith and not by sight? Amen. Jesus knew that, amen. He had to go down. He had to have enough faith. Come on, somebody. Is that all right? To the down, he had to have enough faith to go and let him crucify him and know that he was going to get up. I want to let you know, really, you got to know that you know that you know that God is on your side. You got to know, I don't care how dead it looks, it's going to rise in us again. He's going to bring it back around again. You look at somebody that went through trials and tribulation, but through it all, I learned to trust in Jesus, and I love to trust in God. You got to learn how to trust him. Last one. Hallelujah. Last one. Three things preparing for the resurrection. The last one. The third one, Jesus knew the Holy Ghost. Say the Holy Ghost. See, you can't do nothing without the Holy Ghost. You can't do nothing without the Holy Ghost. See, a lot of people doing things without the Holy Ghost. See, the word by itself is dead word. But when you got something that can bring the word alive in you, I want everybody to say, Lord, do business through me. Y'all should have went up right there. that way, Lord, that every go in the air, that all the energy will come up and be blessed. Come on, do it through me. Lord, if you get a new idea, do it through me. Oh, y'all go. Not my way I have been created, but Lord, whatever you give it, do it through. Father, do it through me. Let do it through me. I'm with him and over you. See, Jesus knew that he had to do it. But he knew he had him. Come on, you got to know you got him. Say, Lord, I thank you for help. Come on, Lord, I thank you for help. I thank you. Why? Because he knew that he had help. You got to know, that your labor is not in vain. Come on, somebody. Is that good? The Holy Ghost raised him from the grave. The Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Raised him. Romans, let me use another one. Romans. 8 chapter and 11 verse. Almost done. Romans 8:11. Hallelujah. Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit, talking about the Holy Ghost, of him who raised up Jesus from the dead. Come on, tell them you're right there. It's the Holy Ghost that did what? Come on, he had him. Come on. He knew that the Holy Ghost, amen, it was going to help him. And I want to let you know today that whatever you got to do, don't do it without him. Oh, y'all better come on in right there. Whatever you do, don't leave Jesus out. Whatever you do, plan Jesus in your life. Be intentional. Be intentional. Lord, I will acknowledge you. Lord, I will pay the bill. I acknowledge you. Lord, where I need to go, I acknowledge you. Lord, what I need to do, I acknowledge you. But if you acknowledge him, the Holy Ghost got a legal right to step in and tell the devil, get thee behind me. Oh, y'all, we got to get some people right there. You got to tell the devil, get thee behind me, Satan. But you have no power over my life. Oh, y'all, come on, somebody. Am I cold? Come on. He said, there is a spirit up here who raised up Jesus from the dead. From the dead dwelling you, come on, somebody. He who raised up Christ from the dead shall also say also. See, it ain't just for him, but it's for us.
Yes.
Well, come on, a lot of people say, well, that Holy Ghost just for him, back for him, but the Bible day. But no, I'm listening to you. So now, we still living in the Bible day.
Yes, sir.
Oh, God, come on. Is that all right? Why? Because we had some not yet. Now, ain't no new world came since they wrote this book. Come on. It's the same, come on, y'all. Same urge that is telling me to inspire to write the Bible. It's the same urge. You know, God, that is built up the fact, y'all. It's the same urge. It's the same urge. Ain't no new urge. The Bible is still being in your name if they get it. But if you live right, your name will.
Hallelujah.
It's going to be in the lamb of the Lord. Oh, I can't hear nobody. Your name ain't going to be in the book of the Lord. Your name ain't going to be in the book of the Lord. Your name ain't going to be in the book of the Lord. You are going to be in the red grass here. And if you're not in the right door to hell, but you know there's nobody else. Hallelujah. God, put your name on me. You got to say, Lord, put your name on me.
Brother Jermaine, he didn't die.
Somebody give God a hand of praise right there. He ain't dead. There you go. That's the difference between Buddha. That's the difference between Krishna. Oh, I can't get nobody. Because my God is still alive. I don't know if you got your God is dead. Try not. He's still alive. Oh, I can't get nobody. If you got your God is dead. Try not. He's still alive. Oh, I can get a few people. There's God that's three on you. Would you go ahead and get God a sign of the pain of all the rest of your life? And I believe God will release the supernatural in your life. I want to let you know right now, brother, that you put Jesus at the head of your life. With everything that you got in your life, I don't care what's dead in your life. Jesus. He'll work it out. Walk out in the garden.
I rebuke every evil spirit right now.
I command every evil spirit of sickness to leave her body right now. In the name of Jesus.
Get all the people with you.
be ready to go down. I got to be ready. I got to be ready. I got to be ready. I got to be ready.
Yeah. Come on, y'all. with the reading of the word. Amen. Amen. Those that read the word, the poem, Sister Eddie took me in today, employee from my job. She just did a poem. We'll read that next Sunday. Amen. Amen. She wasn't able to be here today, but she did want that poem read. So hopefully next Sunday she can read it herself. Amen. Hallelujah. So the holy read the word and did a poem and a song. Amen. And what a wonder. Give yourself a hand praise. Amen. Hallelujah. She said she was nervous, but she wasn't moving like she was nervous. Amen. We thank God for her. Amen. And I know my brother has to leave. People have to leave. Can you pray for him, Pastor, real quick? Amen. Amen. I want to direct the leg for Pastor to pray over your eyes. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, bless him, oh, Brother Marshall, right now. God, I pray for that whatever is needed. Lord, you're bringing forth right now. Lord, I pray over his eyes. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray a testimony. Hallelujah. This week, God. Oh, God, in the name of 24 hours, Lord, that you're going to give them a miracle. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that you're the miracle when you're the Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to leave. Can I see, God, the miracle that you gave them? Lord, if you give yourself a miracle now, I want to give you a miracle now. Lord, I think that it's the Father and Father's tell us all the people before.
Thank you.